Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa, and thank you for tuning into the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled Names Con and On, featuring Drew, Braden, and Amar. We played the domain game featuring reproductivehealth.com, splatter.com, wellsaid.io, stocks.us, and maybe a bonus name thrown in there as well. Then we've got the NameJet in a Jet segment, sponsored by NameJet. And we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including Annette.com, IslandHome.com, PetMedicines.com, and Super.net. Then we also do a little recap of the NamesCon conference, which just took place in Austin, Texas last week. It was a great event. Fun time. So big shout out to the NamesCon team. We're already looking forward to the next one. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at DomainSherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at DS.TV. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. So definitely check all that out. And props to our sponsor, Dan.com, the number one place in the world to buy and sell your domains with a platform made for domain investors. And shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world, which was further evidenced by winning the number one domain broker in the world awarded by Escrow.com for the sixth year in a row. Led by Andrew Rosner, Media Options specializes in domain acquisition, sales, and appraisals. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter with the best domain names and domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and of course, domain investing. So with all of that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, a.k.a. Thunder Mountain, and I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's Thunder show Mountain. Is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples to learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the best in the biz. There's four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. That's where I interview or intro the Sherpas, see what's going on with them, talk about some related things, some unrelated things. Then we've got the domain game, when we hear about what the Sherpas bought and sold recently. Everybody guesses on the price, and we eventually get some swag to the winner, like these Domain Sherpa hoodies. I actually had brought one to NamesCon to give to Michael Seiger because I believe he won the domain game the last time he was on the show, but he didn't show up, but we're going to talk more about NamesCon. We're going to talk more about all that good stuff here in a second. And then we got NameJet in a Jet, where we review a list of domains coming up for auction on NameJet, see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. And then last but not least, we got Grand Closing, where we discuss anything we haven't already covered, what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, allowing our guests to mention and promote anything that we have not already talked about or discussed. So let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. I'm a little under the weather. NamesCon, Austin got me. It's all that close talking. Motherfuckers yelling in my face with all their germs.
Yeah, which one of y'all got us sick?
Who got
which
us sick?
Which one of y'all got us sick?
Know. I want to know. I want to know what's up. But in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and introduce the Sherpas over to my right. I got my boy Braden Pollock, a.k.a. Tony Stark, a.k.a. Benjamin Button, a.k.a. E. Bray Love, a.k.a. Braden Pollockton, the Archduke of Calabasas, formerly now the Viscount of Woodland Hills. It's not that your domain is worthless. It's just that it's worth less. What's up, dude? How are you?
Good. Yeah, glad to be back and caught up on my sleep.
That's part of the problem, man. You get worn down from the lack of sleep, the late nights, and then you get people yelling in your face with all these germs from all these places, and then it's like your immune system's just like, man, I can't help you. You know what I'm saying? It's just, and that's it.
You went to that piano bar. That was so loud.
It was so loud.
Oof. Yeah, well, hold on. We can do a whole NamesCon recap
That thing made me feel old because my ears hurt so much inside.
Not only did it hurt so much,
it was a good party. Thank you, Sato. Shout out, Sato. But
yeah,
it was so loud. I literally was like, my brain was vibrating.
First of all, is it Sato or Sato? Can we please get
I always called it Sato, but I heard a lot of people call it Sato.
I only say Sato.
Unless you ask in German.
What do you say, Braden?
Zedo.
I think the Germans call it Sato.
Dave Evanson called it Sato in the panel that I moderated.
Yeah, but he's not...
No, but he's like
he's from Boston.
He's Sato. I know, but he's Boston. Like their guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but he's still from Boston.
I know, but
they talk a little different in Boston.
And yeah, that was a really good party. I thought I was old as shit when I'm sitting there in a piano bar saying it's too loud.
Shout out Dave Evanson.
You know, oh, big shout out.
Who invited us to the party in the first place.
Yeah, no, it was great. But it was so loud in there. And that's what I mean. I was complaining about the noise in a piano bar because I'm super old. And, it's, you know, I'm like that Titanic lady. It's been 84 years. And meanwhile, so when you're having these conversations, you're having these close, loud combos. And it's like, that was the beginning of the end. You know what I mean? That was it. So, all right. But let's get back to that in 1 second. All right. To my lower right, we got my boy, Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger, the Sniper, a.k.a. Drew got what I need, a.k.a. Never Gonna Give Drew Up, a.k.a. Greybeard, the Domain Pirate. Who does not have a meat cleaver hanging in the back, which he almost took from one of the restaurants in Austin. So it was close.
No, almost purchased from one of the restaurants. I didn't take it.
You turned it into
a auction. Yeah, I tried to negotiate.
What's the starting bid? The lady's literally like, sir, I don't even know how to answer that question. No one's ever asked that before. No one's ever tried to buy the meat cleaver off of the wall before, sir. I don't even know who to ask.
It was a really cool antique meat cleaver with a very cool handle that looked like it was medieval. And, you know, I thought it was a reasonable request after life and tequilas and 3 bottles of wine.
Yeah. Hey, no. And at the time it was, she just was very uncomfortable. She's like, yo, I don't know. I don't even know who to ask. And then, you know, Triple G be like, well, you'd know who to ask if the place caught on fire, wouldn't you?
Such a fucked up thing to say.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%. That's actually what went down. True story.
It was an amazing, amazing, amazing meal. And a great time all around. Great times all around at the various meals and the various things. It was a lot of fun. All right. Let me go ahead and introduce, finally, last but not least, below me, we got my boy Amar Kuba, a.k.a. King Kuba, a.k.a. Danny Ocean, a.k.a. the even greater Gatsby, Don't Chase an Unworthy Dream, a.k.a. Amar Zan, a.k.a. Kuba Libre, a.k.a. Kuba Soze, a.k.a. A.K. Hey, what up?
Hey, I like that. Hey, what about Lord of Las Vegas?
Ooh, you want that
if
one?
If I want to have like a title.
Yeah, I like it. The Lord of Las Vegas.
Lord. Yeah.
I mean, we can do anything you want. You know what I'm saying? Drew paid for this microphone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm actually typing that in right now. Lord of Las Vegas.
I actually like AKA AK. That one's good.
Yeah, AKA AK. Hey,
okay, and that was real.
Yeah, well, that was real, exactly.
That's about as real as it gets. Anyway,
Braden, is a Viscount higher than a Lord, or is a Lord higher than a Viscount?
I don't know. We use Lord. Nobody says Viscount, so I'm gonna guess Lord is higher.
But I believe it's Viscount, Viscount, but you know.
Still. Oh, sorry,
Viscount. Right.
Viscount. Yeah. Viscount is like the way I say most of the like European and other words and come off like a Walmart American, you know what I'm saying? Although I'm about to change now it's about Buc-ee's. Y'all ever been to a Buc-ee's?
Mm-mm.
Oh, dude, they're like it's like a gas station but mixed with like a Walmart. So it's huge. It's like the size of like a Target, you know what I'm saying? But it's like a gas station. And
I love Buc-ee's.
Buc-ee's is the jam. They got handcrafted they have like their own, they have a beef jerky counter, you know what I'm saying? So imagine this place is enormous. It's straight up like a Walmart, you know? And they have a counter dedicated to just beef jerky of like 20 different types that they take out with the tongs and they put in the thing. I mean, it's really, it's like,
and
so
you're supposed
America.
To do all that while you're getting gas?
Yeah. I mean, most people I think go there like to shop and maybe even like, but they're typically off the side of the highway, like a, you know, where you know, like a, rest, not even a rest area, but like the gas stations, you know, when you're traveling down the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
And but the shit, like, I haven't done any, like, I'm sure there's probably a Harvard Business Review article on them by now. Like they're huge and they're blowing up, and
they have their own line of snacks, and they don't sell them online. So there's a dude that set up a website and he buys them retail and resells them at a profit on his website, and they know, and they're like, whatever, go ahead, do it.
Yeah. It's, you go in and you can buy anything from, like, I mean, there's clothes and boots and you can buy artwork that's got like American Eagles on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is straight up America, dude. I'm telling you, like, when you're like America, they should change the name to America.
America.
It is that, And it was pretty badass. I got to say, they got the pulled pork. Sandwiches are very good. Beef jerky is really good. You know, you can get you can pretty much get anything you want. You might even be able to buy a new car there.
We're going to Bucky's. Let's go.
We're going to Bucky's, man. So, all right. Well, what else? So let's talk NamesCon for a couple of minutes, and then we'll get into the domain game. But Drew, let's start with you, because this was your first time going to a domain conference in 5 years. And I think you were, obviously you had a good time. You were on a million panels. And I think, you know, I felt like coming off of that stuff, like I felt like you were somewhat impressed by the love and just overall, you know, enjoyed the experience. But what's up? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I was, you know, to be honest, very skeptical going in. I hadn't been in 5 years. I was, you know, a little jaded. And I was not all that, let's say, exuberant about going. But I'll tell you what, from the first minute I arrived, it was nothing but love. It was amazing to reconnect with everybody. Not just my friends, but also just like the wider domain community. And there were so many new people, and there was just a lot of energy and a lot of love, and just, it was all positive. And, I had a lot of amazing conversations and so much appreciation for Domain Sherpa, overwhelming amount of appreciation for Domain Sherpa, like ubiquitously. It's funny, it's wild. You know, people I don't know just coming up and remembering like weird moments from shows from like a long time ago. And just, it was just a lot of love. And anyways, super glad I went, had an amazing time. It wore me down to the verge of death, but I should have stayed one less night. That would have been just right.
What night did you?
But, I left Saturday morning.
I left Friday night for that very reason. I knew I was late.
Yeah.
That's the move, is leaving Friday night.
Friday would have been the perfect exit. But anyways, it was all good. I have very few regrets other than the 7 tequilas on Tuesday night. Cause that just set me back, you know, like the rest of the week, that set the tone. But
yeah,
it was great show, like super productive, you know, really honestly nothing but positive. You know, of course,
oh yeah,
walked away, I just want to point out one thing, right? See what it says right here. Start that over here.
I mean, 2024.
For being the master of domains. I just you see what that says? The master of domains.
For those just listening on a podcast player right now, Drew is gloating about his extra.com award for
six in a row, number one.
Their biggest
six
customer.
Six in a row.
If you keep this up, you may have to buy a bigger shelf.
I know.
I just want you to compare that to the previous ones that say, for being one of the masters of domains.
Oh,
did you point that out? So be honest. Did you call them and be like, what do you mean one of?
No. I will say this. I have said that in past years when probably 5 years ago, the last time I actually went to one of these things and actually accepted the award. I said to them at the time that, you know, hey, whoever gets number one should probably be different than all of the other nine. But anyways, sometimes requests at escrow.com take many, many years to come to fruition.
Yeah. You got a ring too, right?
But anyways, yeah, got that ring. Let's see. I don't know if you can zoom in. I don't think it'll work.
No, we see it. There it is.
Bling, bling. Let's get it.
So. Bling, bling.
I dig it, man.
Well, anyway, so shout out Escrow.com. Thank you very much. You know, very, very happy, very proud. It was a good moment.
It was congratulations nice for earning them more money than anybody else.
Hey, you know,
in the process of earning myself more money than anybody else.
Exactly. And the rest it's not of my like, team. It's not like it comes I'm like without I'm other making people trying very, very hard.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
So it's all good. You know, we just did a bit better.
Well, I don't want to gloat, but I got this Adam shirt.
Oh, damn.
Sporty, those are really comfy, right?
Got in three colors.
Are you the Adam?
I'm not.
Up and at them. I heard they were really comfortable. Billions.
Yeah, pretty comfortable.
Nice. That's good stuff.
Actually, shout out Jeff Gabriel. I heard that the saw.com, I didn't actually get one, but, you know, political reasons. But for Saw, I heard the saw.com t-shirts were the best t-shirt of all time, which then I commented, it was actually Greg McNair that said this, and I said, actually, the best t-shirt of all time for the domain industry was Frank Schilling's Uniregistry Ooh. T-shirt when he first launched it, which I still have. It's my go-to gym t-shirt. It's just super soft, super soft. And apparently, because Jeff worked for Frank at that time, Jeff went to the same people and got the same t-shirt made for saw.com. So shout out, Jeff. Good on you for making good t-shirts.
Nice.
Better than my guy can do. Look at this. Look at this thing.
I just wanted to go pick up the Uniregistry shirt since you mentioned
it. Oh, look at you.
You know what I'm saying?
That was a good shirt.
This is a great shirt. See? So
that was a good shirt.
Otherwise, you know, otherwise right here in the cockpit.
It was a good platform
going up for everybody day in and day out because we appreciate you guys in the audience. But truly, that's actually one of the takeaways for me was really, and I said this to Drew when we were in Vegas for the ICA thing. When we were in LA for the meetup that we did. You know, the amount of love for people that people have for Sherpa, you know, that watch it and really it's really a credit to obviously Michael Seiger from all the work that he did in creating it, to Drew, to Tess for continuing to keep it going, and for all the guests that we've had on the show, and for Billy, man, for all the work that we're doing to continue to improve the production mm-hmm. quality, the, you know, the reach, all that good stuff, you know. So and obviously
I want to give a shout out. Yeah, shout out to above.com for the absolutely fire flask.
Yes,
I got that was the best giveaway at the show.
Yeah.
Particularly the nipple that goes on top. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I got one of those as well. Big shout out to Dave. And you know, for that I was happy that I was bestowed one of those. The flask is legit and it qualifies because it's small enough so you can take it on a plane. So according to them. So
if you we got a phone number for you to call if that's what you need to be doing.
That's what you need. Hey, look, man, sometimes they can't get to the service, the drink cart, you know what I'm saying? Turbulence and whatnot. You're better off. You got your own flask. Just cut out the middleman altogether, you know. anyway,
let's talk domains.
Well, real quick, I was gonna give Amar and Braden a quick chance to
No, Amar, we want to get into this.
Okay.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. I'll real quick, I'll say the energy this year was definitely better than the last few years. It did feel really good. There were a lot of new faces and shout out to Sherpa. A lot of people came up to me and said, hey, I love you on Sherpa. Great. Like, thank you. And that's always a nice thing, right? People that you don't mm-hmm. never met before. And so it was great. And I think Soren and team did an amazing job.
There was not just new faces, yep. but like a lot of the like players from back in the day. I mean, everybody was out.
Yep.
We haven't seen in a while.
I do hope that they move it from Austin, which sounds like they will.
Yeah. Sounds like they are.
Yeah. Although I will say this about Austin. It was a pressure cooker if you went to walk around at any point, like either during the day or otherwise. But the meals, the food in Austin is pretty awesome. And I'm not talking
about somebody hanging outside your window.
Spider-Man's yeah. about to, or it's about to become a Mission Impossible scene outside of Mars window.
Window cleaning. This 40 stories up. Like,
I thought somebody was about to bust through, like,
I think John we may McClane, see them.
The Bruce Willis and Die Hard. You know what I'm saying? And then
Amar's just like opening his window.
Yeah. He's going to hand the guy a bottle of water. I like it. Wow. But real quick, the food in Austin is pretty awesome. And I'm not talking about barbecue because I'm not a huge barbecue guy, but sushi. Everything was good,
yeah.
Every meal that we had was pretty awesome. I mean, we obviously went in pretty deliberate with a plan as the places we wanted to eat. So they were pretty well handpicked. But food was pretty awesome. The comedy show was pretty awesome that we went to. Till the last guy. The last guy was like,
he was just trolling.
I think he was. He literally said in the beginning, like, I'm the last one of the night. You guys are going to have to leave. So then he just was doing all sorts of weird bullshit that literally got everyone to get up and go. And I think that was in like his intent. It was really, really.
Yeah.
Or we're just giving him too much credit.
Now we can talk domains.
All right. So let's slide into the domain game. We're going to start with our boy, Braden. Braden, you were waiting on a deal or two to close. Did one of them close since the beginning of the call?
I don't think so. that'd be nice though, right?
That would have been pretty cool. Good for you and good for us. Good for our content. All right. Well, talk to us. You got a buy or a sell? Everybody knows the way the domain game works. Each of the Sherpas will talk about a name they recently bought or sold. Everybody is going to guess what they think it bought or sold for. Whoever is closest to the pin gets a point. Whoever has the most points at the end of the game gets some swag. And that's what it is.
Am I going first?
You are going first.
Okay, let's see. That one's passed.
Funny, yeah. I think everyone has the same order of like where people are on their Zoom. But then I see Drew when he showed his master domains, and you could actually see the Brady Bunch squares, and I'm in a different spot on mine than I am on his, you know? So, but Braden, you are in my upper right, so you are first.
Okay, so, all right, here we go. I got one that I'll talk about next time because I haven't received the funds yet. reproductivehealth.com.
Ooh, okay. Reproductive Health. Was this a buy or a sell?
I sold it.
Reproductivehealth.com. All right, everybody get your phones out. Let's put some guesses up in this piece. All right. All y'all flip. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Let's go.
Woo! Oh,
wow. Look at the squad, guys.
I can't see yours.
Amar, so for those of you who are only listening, Amar's at 40,000. I'm at 45,000. And Drew's at 49,895. That's pretty badass, guys. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and well, except when he's like,
well,
oh, I sold it for
20 grand. It's only badass if we're right.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's only badass, say, like, badass if we're like, if we're right.
I sold it for 80 G's. Y'all are the worst. All right, who wins?
Amar wins.
What was the number?
What were you? The low?
He was the low.
He was the low. So I had actually had the bin at 42. So everybody's, okay. We're all on the same page. I got an offer for 35,075, and I took it.
Sweet. I mean, at that point, right? 42, 35. Like, what are you going to do? Try and squeeze a couple grand? I mean,
here's my issue is I get a lot of offers where, like, on the first offer, I'm like, yeah, sell it. But I'll tell you what, when I do that, I think it's more than 50% of the time they back out of the deal. If I accept the first offer made, they back out of the deal. I just had it on a I'm not going to say the name because hopefully this deal maybe will come back. But, it was a name. I had it priced at $149,000. They came in through GoDaddy or Afternic. They made a $100,000 offer and I accepted it. Broker contacted me like, oh yeah, they're good to go, they're ready to go, you know, legit buyer. And then boom, they backed out, and now they came back saying, oh, we'll offer you 50. And it's like, tell you what, I got something for that ass.
Yeah. I think maybe it's like the second time I accepted the first offer. I never do, but you know, the broker had said they'd gone back and forth with them. Maybe it's bullshit, maybe it's not, I don't know. It was close enough, and I bought this name. I've had it since 2017. I paid $1,000 for it.
Wow.
So, you know what? 35X ain't bad.
Yeah.
It's
so crazy.
All right, good name. Good name. Good sale. Good name.
Yeah. And a nice work on the Sherpas part. We were right there in the right in the wheel.
I got,
I almost went 40K, Lamar. I would have been right with you.
Damn. Yeah.
So, but I gave Ben a premium.
We've got familyhealth.com, and it actually gets quite a bit of traffic.
Yeah.
Cool.
Who is next?
Next is Drew with a buy or a sell. What you got, Drew?
All right, I'm going to go with splatter.com. It's a buy.
Splatter.
I'm out on this, unfortunately. So this is a two-man show right now. This is going to be Braden versus Amar. Amar, if you pick up this point, you basically win the domain game. Like, that'll be a really quick win for you. No pressure, though. It's a buy. It's a buy for splatter.com. Splatter's a fun name. It's fun to say that. Splatter.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Pull it. Let's go. Ooh, 18 grand.
Oh, wow.
16,500. So Amar is at 18,000. Braden is at 16,500.
We are close. Sherpas, I almost said 75.
Let's see how close we are, though, to the actual purchase price. All
right, so what? Say it again.
Braden was 16,500 and Amar was 18.
16,500
and 18.
Wow, this is close enough that I don't even know who won.
Ooh. It's in the middle. No way. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's literally in the middle. So, right, so
what's the number?
Literally, the public math. The purchase price, somebody's going to win by like $50. It's $17,193.70. So Braden wins, I think, by like 50 or 80 bucks.
A hair.
Damn. By $307.
Wait, right. Listen, so far, all of us are right there.
Wow.
Ooh, that's pretty awesome.
Pretty cool.
I like it. All right, cool.
That's a cool name. That's a fun name.
Yeah, it's fun. It's like, yeah.
It's a fun
name. You bought it right, too.
Yeah.
All right, so.
What else we got? Amar?
All right, I got a sell. Mine is Well, W-E-L-L, said, S-A-I-D, .io.
Well said, .io.
Yeah, and the difference between the two well from my quick math said. Is $114.
Wow.
Although for some reason I thought it was like a $300 spread, but maybe I actually... Oh, I said... Anyway, whatever. All right, I'm sorry. You said Well Said. That's a great name. Wellsaid.com. And it was
dot
a buy or a sell.
No, .io.
Oh.
Ah.
Not as good.
And it's a sell.
You sold Wellsaid.io.
I say that's the Cleveland Brown of domain names.
Wellsaid.io.
All right, well said that I owe.
It was a sale, though.
Yeah.
This is a sale?
Yeah.
All right. Ready? Let me know when you're ready to flip it.
All right.
3, 2, 1. Go ahead. Okay. So Braden's at 2,500. I'm at 3,500. Drew is at $7,895.
Ye hath little faith in the Lord of Las Vegas.
Really?
20K.
No, what? The Lord of Las Vegas strikes again.
Yeah. I mean, that's higher than I thought, but I knew it had to be a decent price because I'm shocked Braden's out here bidding 2,500. You guys were like the leading bidders in all the .IOs at the live auction.
They're not, but it's a two word. I mean, well said.com, I would have been up there, but
well said. I think you could argue it's a one word, but
No.
Stop.
Wait
sorry.
A minute. What?
I was with
what
you.
One word.
I was
that?
With you, but that's like it's kind of like I want to be on the side of what's his name?
Anyway, look, there's
Harris Howard, but it's like, yo, you lost me when you told me that 1 + 1 = 2. 1 × 1 = 2. It was like, yo, the shit about like, oh, you know, the Goldilocks zone and how planets are made. I was like, yo, that shit makes sense. I'm with you. And then you're like, 1 × 1 = 2. And I was like, no, I can't believe what you're saying now.
Regardless of whether it's, okay, let's two words. I got 20K, bitches.
That's an excellent sale. I'm shocked. I wouldn't even.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude.
Yeah, very good sale. Very good sale.
I had a price to 25. Look, I think I have a knack for, and it's just very brandable. It works really well for a SaaS type product. It could be so many things. So anyway, I
think awesome. Congratulations, man. All right. Well, look, here's the deal.
Listen, you don't have to justify it because the proof is in the pudding. You right. were right. We were wrong.
Clearly.
Now I need to, I'm the only one without a point. So now I got to go and find a sale.
Breaking news. Hunter Biden convicted in the gun charge.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
Frozen is not an animal. What the fuck is this like?
What's his worst case though? It's not.
I don't know. I don't want to get into it.
Probably not a big deal.
But
it's not that shocking that he got convicted. He had a gun.
I mean, he's a complete degenerate. Like, you know, it's like, okay, you know.
And he probably doesn't remember like several years of his life.
Nor should he.
All right.
He's like, I remember a hotel room. I remember hookers. I remember a lot of cocaine. Yeah. That's all. I don't remember.
Yeah. You think Biden remembers a single day of his presidency?
Now you just pivoted that conversation. That's a whole different thing.
We're just talking about memory. You know what I'm saying? We can talk about my 93-year-old grandmother. What you want to talk about? All right.
All right.
So
I got to pull. So I'm pulling up.
Who's
up? Well, that's the thing. I got to throw a name out there because.
I'll talk about one.
No. You have a point, didn't you?
Yeah, but I don't care.
I can just grab one off a name we talked about on the show.
It's a name that I talked about as a buy on the show once with Shane, and this is applicable to Shane's. He's going to be so upset I sold this name, so I'm going to say it.
Well, wait, but for the purposes of the game, you can talk about that one next. But I want to do one that.
No, stop it! It's not a game.
No, but this is for the domain game. I want to get a
Are
winner.
Mom and Dad fighting.
The three of
none of us were. Yeah, we were all clear about what it's for.
What do you mean?
I hate it when Mom and Dad fight.
No, look, hey, and by the way, so everybody that came up to me at NamesCon, I just want to be very clear. Like Drew and I don't like. We are kind of friends in real life. You know what I'm saying? Like everyone's like, man, Drew's so mean to you on
kind
the show.
Of friends. That was a fucking gut punch right there. Like, yo, we're kind of friends in real life.
Well, I mean, they're like, he's so mean to you on the show. One of these days you should tell him what's up. And I'm like, look, we're actually friends.
Yeah.
It's okay. You know,
it was mostly only women, though. Pretty much every woman that attended NameCon came up to me to tell me I should be nicer to JT. But the men, I didn't get that from any of the men.
And here's where I'm at. And here's where I'm at with that real quick. You know, like, I appreciate that. So thank you, ladies. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, all good. But I'm not that big of a bitch that I need you to come up and like get my back, you know? Like, it's cool. Like, we good, you know, but I do appreciate it. And it's cool. I'm like, I don't know. You know, I don't know that I love that. I'd rather be being told I'm the one being too mean. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway, you think the dudes are like, you know, JT's kind of a punk. He needs to get slapped around sometime.
There's probably some of that. I'm sure there's some of that. This is the fan mail I get. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Here we go. I'm going to do a random name that I'm pulling. Nobody go online or look at this. I think this is probably one that was off of all y'all's radar. Stocks.us. Stocks.us.
I saw that, but I didn't see what it sold.
Stocks.us. Going super random here to try to break the tie. I was going to pull one. Actually, there was a really good sale on Adam, but I figured that Braden might have seen it. So I don't know how much insight he has into some of the big sales on there.
None.
Do you want to do that one instead? That was system.net. Are you familiar with what that one sold for?
I already got my number.
Stocks.us.
All right, stocks.us.
I wouldn't have bought that name, though.
Yeah, that's a good one. For .net.
All right.
3, 2, 1. Flip it. Okay, so Amar's at 1,200, Drew's at 2,895, Braden's at 5,500, and the winner of today's domain game is Drew.
Oh.
Stocks.us sold on Sav. Shout out to Anthos for $3,555.
Wow.
So
Anthos was there.
Yeah, he was there. I'm saying there was a whole lot. I mean, it was really well attended.
I haven't seen him in a minute.
The only one who I was looking for because I wanted to give him a hoodie was my boy Michael Seiger, who was not there, you know. And of course, like, there's plenty of folks that, I mean, Josh Reason, like, there's definitely people that weren't there, but
Seiger's too busy playing Pyramid Solitaire and shit to come and hang out with NamesCon.
I know.
Talk it's about, crazy, oh, man. I'm retired, but
I'm retired.
Playing Pyramid Solitaire. Yeah.
He's a professional. Josh is a professional pickleball player. Mike is a semi-professional pickleball player and a professional Pyramid Solitaire player of the game he invented. So what was the name that you were going to talk about? You were going to throw a name out there?
Honeymoney.com. We're going to have a bonus round. Honeymoney.com.
And you sold it.
Sold it.
I don't even know.
I literally, I think I actually hand registered this. And it was on a domain shirt, but we were joking around. I was like, Shane, this is like 3 or 4 years ago. And I was like, oh, Shane's got that honey money. And then,
there's somebody.
We got a visitor. We got a guest. Yo, open up the window. Ask if he wants to make an appearance on domain shirt.
Dude, that's crazy.
Ask him what his high score is on Pyramid Solitaire.
Isn't that kind of weird?
It is weird. Good thing I'm wearing clothes.
Yeah.
I bet a lot of people like do some wild ass shit. You know what I mean? Like,
anyway. All right.
Thanks for washing the windows.
Yeah.
Have a look at these.
We sold honey money.
Ready? Honey money. Here we go.
3, 2, 1, flip. All right. So Amar's at 4,995. Braden's at 9,888. I'm at $15,000.
Once again, even spread.
Yeah, Braden took it. 7888
for honeymoney.com. 7888.
Honeymoney.com.
So a hand registration.
Your dreams are made of.
A hand reg all the way up to a quick $8,000 sale. Minus some. Where'd you sell it? Was it after Nick or?
After Nick.
How long ago did we sell it? Because I feel like I haven't seen that.
Yeah, one. Yesterday.
Oh, okay. That would be explain why.
Yeah.
Been made up.
Tell you what, shout out. I will say after Nick, their cycle of from sale to payout is it had gotten slower and now all of a sudden it's like super fast. Like same day, next day. Seems to be going pretty quick now.
On the GoDaddy after Nick front, shout out to Aaron Johnson, AXJ. Always, and shout out to Mark Becker too. I saw Mark there. Like that was really cool.
Yep. Great seeing Mark.
Big shout out to Mark. So
how do I get rid of that? Okay, apply. Just gonna verify that this was a hand reg. I think it was.
Well, good stuff. This is some
it's really not awesome. Even oh, it's not even in our inventory, JT.
Probably because we already marked it sold. You know what I'm saying?
No, because it literally sold yesterday. Nobody knows.
I don't know, man. I gotta look and see what's up with that.
Mom and Dad, just keep on fighting.
Man, you know, it's all good. It's all good.
Gotta level up. Level up.
You guys are kind of friends.
Kind of friends. We are kind of friends.
Kind of. Let's see if they're still friends if Drew stops paying them.
Well, yeah, no. Hey, look, man. Like I said, I told we saw Sophia, you know, Sophia from Escrow. Big shout out to Sophia, by the way. It was great to see her. It was great to see the team from Escrow. Yep. Like I said, hey, you know, I'm good. As long as, you know, check keeps clearing, we're good.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
No. Jokes aside, it is all love. Let's get moving, though. We got the next segment, and we got about 20-some minutes, and it's NameJet Gonna Jet. This segment is sponsored by NameJet, where we review a bunch of auctions coming up on the NameJet platform, and we've got the list. If you go to domainsherpa.com and you go to the particular post for this episode, you can download the Excel sheet that's got the domains, the Estabot appraisal. Take those with a grain of salt. How many back orders as of the time we record the show, when the order by date is, in order for you to get your back orders in so that you can follow the auctions, and you know, some other data as well. Shout out to Estabot. I saw Ivan from Estabot also at the show, so big shout out to him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was there.
I wish I would have seen him.
You were in the same spot as he was, but, you know, it was around the time that, you know, like I was making sure that you actually...
You know what? I don't even know what he looks like. That's the thing. So it's a weird thing. I'll tell you what, this the whole Domain Sherpa thing, it's a weird thing when everybody knows who you are, but you don't know who they are. You know, like, first off, it's been 5 years. I hadn't been there, right? So I forgot a lot of people. And then, you know, everybody watches the show, and so they know who we are, where they know what we look like. And so you're rolling through, and everyone's like, oh, the drone. You're like, shit, do I know you? I don't.
I know.
But it was all love. It was all, it was super good.
Yeah, that, I think that's the other thing. Probably the biggest takeaway and last thing about NamesCon, then we'll slide into Namejack and the Jet, was just the positive vibes of the whole thing. Like the entire event and the live auction was a lot of fun. We didn't see a lot of big ticket sales that took place, but the auction was a good time. It was good for us. I mean, we had a good experience in the auction, so it might have given us a boner. You know what I'm saying?
I was very excited.
So I'm kidding. We bought boner.com. So I think, you know, let's put that out there. That's I'm not just being weird. But that was a good time. Monty did a good job, the auctioneer, you know, always. And Scotty, big shout out to Scotty. So but yeah, the overall positive vibes of the whole
show. Yeah, that one dude though, the dude that works for Wayne Wheat, that dude was turned up.
Dude, he was turned up. Who was? All right, hey, Namejack and a Jet, let's go. All right, let's go to you, Amar, since Braden kicked off the domain game. Drew will talk about all the names without giving anybody else a chance to talk about the names. Why don't you kick off?
Say that shit.
Well, there's the most obvious one, and that, well, I don't know if that's the most obvious, but, you know, first names are always good, and, you know, so we got two of them here. We got Annette and Karen, a different spelling. But
is that kind of like how Monty spelled Isaac?
Right. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He's like, no, GT, that. I call that as.
This is the correct spelling. It's the correct spelling. Yeah,
I'm like, of who? You know what I'm saying? Look, there's only a few Isaacs that I know. Isaac Newton, Isaac Asimov. You know what I'm saying? I just go by the way that they spell their name. And I called it out in the red zone in the session before the auction. And I was like, hey, Monty, is that the right spelling of Isaac? Inquiring minds want to know.
He was serious, dude.
How my nephew's
dead serious. No, but the best part was that they had a picture of Isaac Newton. You know, they had the image for each auction, and they had the picture of Isaac Newton, but with the wrong spelling of Isaac.
That was Isaac Newton.
Isaac. That's his evil twin brother. I got you.
Bizarro Isaac is Isaac.
Isaac. No, it's so true.
Yeah, in his world, that's Monty, gravity that's goes so the gangster, other way.
And that's Monty's vibe. He did something else that was so funny. There were a few things that he said in the auction that were so funny. And like just the way he like rolls and the images and just the different shit, man. He's just like, and some of that Scotty as well, because Scotty does all the images, but it's just like
Scotty Wild. Scotty, what was the one that there was one that his description was like an automatic UDRP. MLS.tv.
Yes.
It's like MLS.tv. The perfect domain is to live stream Major League Soccer. And it's like, what? Did I actually just read that right? Like really?
Perfect domain to pirate someone else's proprietary content.
Yeah, still bad.
Yeah. Fastest way to end up like Kim.com. MLS.tv.
Rod in the box. What else?
I don't really love the list, but let's talk about the one that we can't touch, Sean John.
Yeah, you know, like, what's up, man?
Is Sean John, does it still exist?
I bet the trademark does.
How could they not own that domain?
Maybe it was an accidental drop.
Let's see. What's their Sean John?
Let's see.
Are they using something else?
Oh, they took down all their posts. They took down all their posts.
No, this was the official. If you go to the Wikipedia page, SeanJohn.com was the actual domain name of the company.
Yeah. So they dropped it. So anyway, I don't think anybody will be buying.
I mean, they were doing as of 2016, they were still doing $500 million in clothing sales.
Yeah. It looks like they sold it. He bought it back in 21. I mean, this thing was still operating as of like not too long ago. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Diddy bought it back. 2021. Diddy bought it for $7.5 million. He bought it back. At the bottom of the Wikipedia page, it even says the Sean John Company webpage is no longer a valid website.
Right. And and the Insta handle has 250,000 followers, but no posts.
Macy's was still selling it as of fall 23, dude. I mean, literally less than a year ago.
If you were looking to mess around and infringe on a trademark, this might be the one, because Diddy's going to be a little occupied with his own case.
Multiple cases.
Yeah. You
know what I'm saying? So.
Diddy's couture website, Sean John, has gone totally offline.
Yeah. Now the name is available on Inkjet.
I'm just going to let it be known. I am going to be bidding for this, and I'm probably going to buy it.
Sean John.
Because, yeah, I'm gonna wild out on
what you're going to do with it.
Yeah, just, you know, I'm not, you know, we got to get society correct.
I don't even know.
I'll let you handle that one then.
Yeah, nobody knows
that's
that
it.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna have Sean John, we're gonna have Fauci, we're gonna have all these guys that we're gonna make sure everybody get on notice.
So okay. Yeah, I'm good.
That's wild. That is wild though, that Sean John just expired.
Yeah.
And it's like literally 3 years ago we bought the brand back for $7.5 million. Less than a year ago, this stuff was still being sold in Macy's. That's so crazy to me that there isn't somebody. Like, it's not like Diddy was controlling the domain registration. There's got to be a lawyer or a business manager in there somewhere.
Yeah.
You would think
somebody blew it, because you don't drop the domain. You know, doesn't make
no
sense.
Like, I mean, it just in no circumstance, right? Like, there's just no, there's no world in which that should happen. Even if the company was completely defunct, it's like.
Yeah.
Somebody didn't want to drop $10? Like, I don't, it's just so strange.
Right. No, that's
so strange. But, you know, listen, for the record, just to be clear, I do not advise anybody to buy this domain. It is infringed on an active trademark. Yeah. You will get your hand slapped. Now, if you want to use it to be a fan site or an anti-fan site, and you don't monetize it in any way whatsoever, then with the consultation of legal counsel, you may be able to utilize this in a way that doesn't benefit you in any way whatsoever, except ego, you know, your ego and emotionally, which I hold at a high value.
Dude, you know, it'd be kind of funny to get your email, Diddy at SeanJohnJohn.com.
Yep.
Talk about a party trick.
Oh man, that's pretty funny. But yeah, I don't recommend anybody pick that name up.
Well, as you said, you'd be competing with Drew on it anyway. But yeah, I mean, it is a bit of a powder keg.
Yeah, send me an email at wifebeater@seanjohn.com.
That's actually pretty clever, considering, you know, the wife beater is a piece of clothing and the fact that Diddy the piece of shit, you know.
That's what I'm talking about.
So, yeah. So there you go. Well played. Well played. All right. You know what? It's my fault because I put it on the list. You know what I mean? I thought it was interesting to talk about. I should have known better. Keep it moving tomorrow. What else?
You definitely should have.
I don't know that I'd be the only one I might be bidding on here is maybe Zen Flower. I don't know. That's. I don't know that's interesting.
You really don't like the list. I mean, I thought the list, you know, we hadn't done a Sherpa review in a couple of weeks. And I actually thought that some names were finally appearing.
Well, I know
Brandon. I think it's a decent
pick, Super. So,
you know what, Amar?
That's a really good name.
We're good. Amar, you're good. Your contributions appreciated. We're going to keep it moving, though. We're going to move on to Braden now.
Let's go.
Thanks.
Go ahead, Braden.
What up, B?
You know, I like when we're .net, so super.net. It's pretty super.
Yep.
Petmedicines.com. It's got a decent amount of searches. And it's got a high CPC, right?
Probably. That vertical, you know, it hit.
Yeah. And then the last one I'll mention is Island Home. For these real estate agents that focus on, you know, island homes. Perfect.
So just a quick point. So the opposite here, where island homes plural would be so much better and pet medicine singular would be better, right? Yeah. So those are both kind of the opposite,
But they both have search volume.
Yeah. Especially Island Home. I don't like, I think the plural, I don't even know if I'd buy Island Home. I think Island Homes is the right one. You're going to lose all your traffic to the plural.
I don't know. You only need one home. But maybe not two.
Yeah, the buyer, but not the company selling the home.
Right.
Yeah, but we're talking about a real estate agent that's going to spend a couple of grand.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you think you're going to get that for $500 or something.
Yeah, or less.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to bid on it. Right. Cause it's not the kind of name I focus on, but, I think it's decent. I'm not saying it's worthless.
But it's worth less, baby. I like it.
All right.
Well, anything else you like or don't like?
Telecommuting. Yeah. It's kind of an old term. Swim pool? What's a swim pool?
Well, I mean, it could be, obviously swimming.
I think swim pool, look, it's clearly not the right version, but it's kind of like landscaping. Like, there's just so many companies that do pools, whether it's pool cleaning or pool installation, pool construction. Like, there's so many of those companies, and it's a relatively high value service product. And like, I just think that one of them is probably willing to buy swimpool.com. It's like close enough, and it's memorable enough, and it's,
descriptive enough.
And it's descriptive enough that I think one of those companies is probably willing to pay 10, 15 grand for that name just to throw it, to have it on the side of their vans. You know what I mean? Like, it's a pretty good mediocre brand, right? But it's a category like landscaping that has so many operators. They generally earn pretty good money. Like, those guys do well. They do well. My first business while still in college was this, I've told the story a million times, but we had this software business. We started like a custom database software for like service businesses. And, this is back before you had all this SaaS software and everything was easy. And our first customer was literally the largest pool company in Eastern Long Island. And, they paid a couple of schmucks like me to build some absolutely garbage software for like, 25 grand, right? And so, I don't know. I think swimpool.com could probably fetch 10, 15 grand easily to an end user, right? So you don't want to go deep in that name, but like, for a grand or less, I think it's probably, if you put the work in and you go contact 100 pool companies, one of them steps up and buys that for 10 to 15 grand.
No, 100%. If you get that for $1,000, that's it. That's great. I like that name up to probably up to 2,500, maybe even a little more. I think it's a good and brand.
I think that's fair. Yeah, I think that's fair.
It's a good brand. I like it.
Yeah. I think that's an important, I think it's actually a great name to have on the list just because I think it highlights something like, you have to, I think the most important thing, the two most important things to think about when acquiring a name is, who's the buyer? And then what is the timing like, right? Is this a market that's doing well? And is there a clear and apparent buyer or buyer type for this name? And, Island Home, I don't know. It's not abundantly clear to me. But I think it's
no different than a swim pool. Is it the best? No. Oh, look at that. Soren's calling me right now.
Pick it up. Put him on live. Put him live on Domain Sherpa.
Okay. Well, let's do it.
I'm seeing him for dinner on Friday.
Hey, bud, you are live on Domain Sherpa right now.
Hey, Soren.
All right, hasn't connected yet.
Soren.
Still connecting.
Oh, man.
Butt dialed you.
Come on, man. Where are you? All right, I'm gonna let it go. So I think it's like Island Home is like swim pool, where it's not the best, you know, but it'll get the job done, and for the right price, you know, it's worth it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think swim pool, kind of to Drew's point, there's a ton of swim pool companies out there, whether it's pool maintenance, pool design, pool building, whatever, like pool accessories, all that kind of stuff. Swimming pool is the term. Swim pool is not that far off. It's actually shorter. It's a little weird, but it could become a brand. I think Island Home could be furniture. I feel like there are already furniture companies that call themselves Island Home. I mean, you know, all that kind of stuff, not to mention home, you know, interior design. I mean, obviously real estate, like, you know, realtor services, those kinds of things. So to me, I like both those names. I mean, I really like Island Home. I think you probably get that cheaper than you can even get swim pool. And I like that a lot. The names, and Braden, let us know if you get Soren.
Hey,
Soren.
You are live on Domain Sherpa right now.
Hey, Soren. Yes, you are. Soren.
I don't want to disturb your recording.
No, it's all good, man. Hey, we were just talking about NamesCon.
Yeah, you'll be happy to know that it was NamesCon. Okay. Yeah, unanimous approval. Everybody was very happy with the show. We think you did a great job. So shout out to you and Christian and the whole NamesCon team. You guys did a great job.
Okay. Hey, Brave, can you call me back maybe later? I'm also driving right now. But I have the
wish. I don't know how to take any of this. I'm just gonna jump off the phone.
All right, I'll call you back when the recording's done.
All right. Well, that's cool. All right. Well, and for the girls' names, right? So Annette is obviously the traditional spelling of Annette. There's a weird spelling of Karen. Anybody, Karen with a C in any kind of way is pretty weird.
Karen is with Isak.
Isak. Isak and Carrie and Karen are off doing, I don't know, they're at the they're at the kids' table. I don't know where they are, you know. All good.
Well, this is the preferred spelling of Karen after, you know, the other spelling of Karen got, you know,
right,
hijacked to mean
ruined.
So yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like, who would ever name their kid Karen now?
Well, you know, it's kind of like
not naming their kid Karen anyway. It's kind of a your name. It's like Judith. Nobody names their kid Judith or Molly.
I have one of my good friends, Molly, is arriving from Guatemala tonight.
Dude, yeah, I don't think Molly's tainted. I think that's probably.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Maybe Molly's coming back, but
Molly's making
my grandmother's name was Molly. Herb. How about Herb?
Herb, yeah, or Stan, you know, especially after Eminem's song Stan, like, you name your kid Stan, that's just like setting him up for
Stanley's kind of, I don't know if they still go, I don't think kids get named Stanley anymore. Nobody brought up VVA.com. I mean, that's clearly an awesome name.
Yeah.
The
right price.
I had never heard the word tremulous.com before, but it means one who trembles, you know, so,
it's a good name for a gynecologist.
It's actually a bad name for a gynecologist.
It is a terrible name for, it's a bad name for a LASIK operator either.
Heart surgeon.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want your heart surgeon.
But yeah.
They call them tremulous.
Super.net's clearly the winner on here. BBA is obviously a real banger too. I think we've covered everything that's worth covering.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's what's up. So that's the list. And, you know, I think we're running up on time here anyway. So that's it. Big shout out to NameJet. It was also great seeing Mike White, Sanjay, some of the web.com folks and the NameJet folks that were there at NamesCon as well. So big shout out to them, and all good. And, you know, to everybody out there, keep an eye on these names. If you're interested, go get your back orders in and go get busy. I also like NNFF.com, and we didn't talk about Elso.com, which I think is kind of an interesting name as well.
Elso is good, but why do you like NNFF?
I actually have a lot of those. I just liked it because, look, if you have the repeating letters like that, it's basically like, you know, in terms of scarcity, it's like a two-letter.com. So you've got 676 possible combinations. So it is scarce. But, you know, I think it's hard to find an end user that has right. NNFF, right?
That's so, my point. Yeah, yeah.
I've collected them over the years. I've got a bunch, but yeah, I don't know if I've ever sold one.
Elso is great, though.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good stuff. All
it's
right.
like the male version of Elsa.
There you go. Yeah, let it go. all right. Well, I think we are kind of stumbling to the finish line here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're in the grand closing. I know we covered a whole lot of names, Con. But why don't we do a quick around the horn, starting with you, Braden, if there's anything that we haven't talked about that you wanted to bring up or mention. If not, all good. But as we wrap up the show here.
I don't think so. Next conference in August is Domain Summit in London. That's coming up.
It's pretty dope.
And then the one in Dubai, Domain Days Dubai, I think it's called, is okay. That one looks like it's going to be huge. I mean, he's talking about a few hundred.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to try to go. It's a little bit tricky with the timing, but I'm going to try to go.
Hmm. So that's yeah. all I have.
That should be good. And that whole region is just popping off right now so hard. So,
and there's a whole domain crew that lives out there because they don't like to pay tax. Yeah. So,
yeah, that's yeah. true. When is that? When is the schedule?
November.
All right. Well, something that we'll keep talking about as we get closer, but definitely.
I'm going to wear my shake.com t-shirt.
Shake.com. Let's go. Drew, anything on your end?
Nah, I'm still just digesting last week and, but yeah, no, all positive, man.
Yeah, Drew, good to see you in person finally after all these years.
Yeah, it's been a minute. It's been a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, it is good. There's nothing like some in-person, you know.
But have I seen you? I feel like I've seen you actually more recently than 5 years ago.
Where? I mean, we see each other like in 2D all the time, but.
Yeah, yeah, I guess that's.
When did you come out to Venice for that house you wanted?
Well, that was 6 years ago.
6 years ago. See, that was longer. I think that's the last time. Yeah.
What, did both of you come to Lisbon for the little names con Lisbon?
I was there.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah. Yeah. So I saw you there. So maybe that was the last time because that was the last event that I was at was, and that was like June. That was May or June, 2019.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely saw you there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We came to your house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Had some sushi. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like right after, it was like maybe 6 months after I moved in.
And some butter.
Yeah, a little butter.
Amar, what you got going on?
Nothing, bro. Nothing. I got a guy outside the window.
Yeah.
Be cool.
By the way,
they're doing like a little tic-tac-toe where the guy puts the thing on in the water and then him and Amar play a couple games and then he wipes it down and yeah. cleans it off and takes off. All right, well, dope. Look, guys, I think that
you should do that, dude. Get one of those markers and draw a tic-tac-toe board, see if he plays.
Yeah, gets busy with you. I like it. All right, well, cool.
That'd be hilarious.
Know, like you said, big shout out to Zora, NamesCon team. It was a great time. Big shout out to everybody that we got to connect with, especially the audience for Domain Sherpa. Like I say in every show, without you, there is no us. We do really, really appreciate everybody that tunes in. We see it in the analytics and the metrics. The audience continues to grow. Which I think is a testament to the work that's being put in by the team, the folks who show up, the Bradens, the Amars, the Shanes, everybody, Jen, Adam, you know, and all the other guests who take the time to come on the show and be a part of this with us. And huge shout out to Billy, who continues to put in the work to help continuing to improve everything we do, from the social media to the editing of the shows to just even keeping us on track to making sure that we're popping out our content on a regular routine basis, all of which is important to continue to grow the pie. So,
And the phenomenal editing that prevents us from mortally wounding and insulting people that yes. we
they probably deserve it, but you know what?
Thanks, Billy, for keeping Drew out of jail.
Right.
Yeah, exactly
right. That's well said.
Exactly right. Cut it, Billy. all right. And so I think that's about it. So again, thank you, everybody. Thank you guys for being on the show today. And thank you to everybody for tuning in. And we'll see everybody next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out.
Peace. Bye-bye.